15 of the county's 20 supervisors face being deposed in a February 5th special election that will cost taxpayers up to $30,000. The recall is being held just 2 months before the general election in April, when the supervisors would have faced re-election anyway. At issue is the county board's approval to build a new jail. But the founder of the group behind the recall says there is more to it than that. Tom Torinas is a spokesperson for Citizens for Open Government, or COG. For years, he says, board members have not listened to the public. Torinas says the $25 million jail was the last straw.
The recall is probably the worst way to create change, and we came to it very reluctantly, but it was obvious to us that either we had a recall election or we were going to have this Justice Center, which to us just seemed like an unacceptable burden on the taxpayers.
Torina says COG asked county supervisors to delay action on the new jail until after the spring election, but they refused. That's why, he says, the group pursued the recall. COG collected nearly 3,000 signatures in support of a special election. But others in Door County feel COG is misguided. A local realtor, Jim Sarkis, set up his own group against the recall, Citizens Opposed to Recall Elections, or CORE. He says the new Justice Center won't pose an undue burden on taxpayers. County taxes will go up $49 per $100,000 of assessed value. And Sarkis says that includes things like more money for the technical college, not just the new jail. Also, the proposed Justice Center will house the county court system, and the project encompasses building a new county garage.
These people that have fostered this recall, they've confused the general public in so many terms that I think the general public almost has thrown their hands up and said, at this point, they almost don't know who to believe.
In fact, Sarkis himself signed on to the recall petition, but he changed his mind after looking into the matter more closely. He says the county board has talked about building a new jail for 6 years. Public meetings were held, but they were sparsely attended. Recall petitioners say they stayed away because the county never intended to consider alternatives to a bigger jail. The current county jail houses 44 inmates. The new one would have 138 beds. Sarkis says the county spends $250,000 a year shipping inmates to other counties. He says county supervisors were wise to go ahead with the project, especially since interest rates are at historic lows.
And what have these guys done except work hard over the last 6 years and try and do what they think their constituents wanted them to do? Some of these guys are very saddened by this because there's retired guys, there's farmers, there's small businessmen, and a couple of them have said to me, you know, what did we do wrong?
Those behind the recall effort say the board refused to listen to creative sentencing alternatives. Tom Torinas of COG says most county inmates are drug and alcohol addicts who need treatment, not just jail time. Even if the recall fails, Torinas says his group already feels victorious because in the past, county supervisors have largely run unopposed.
We have really raised up the visibility of county government, and we have opposition candidates in 15 districts in the recall, and in the April election, we have opposition in all 20 districts, which is a first in the history of Door County.
If enough opposition candidates replace current supervisors in the special election, they will move to block construction of the new jail when the board meets again. Then they will turn their attention to running for re-election only 60 days later. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.